gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Sullivan is with me in studio here in Lunchtime Live to tell us about all the good news that's been happening worldwide. How are you?
Great, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, it's kind of the middle of January. God, it's just like Christmas was a...
I know. It's one
very
of those
distant
things.
Memory at this stage.
We started reasons to be happy in a January, so we're going to keep it going and keep the good news coming.
Absolutely.
We'll kick off in Cork with a man called Derek Cronin, who is cycling from Cork to Everest Base Camp in Nepal, which is... a mammoth effort, notwithstanding, I suppose, the lengths he's going to go to do this. But he's doing it for a great cause. He's doing it for the Children's Wards at Cork University Hospital. So he's hoping to raise €30,000 across his kind of his cycle over the next couple of months. He said it's a very close charity to his heart, and he wanted, I suppose, to do this. He had recently travelled to Africa and cycled 13,000 kilometres from Morocco to South Africa.
That's some undertaking,
like,
isn't it?
On a atlas, you see Africa, but Africa is very, very long when you actually think about it. So he's only 23 years of age, but he's done a lot of training for this. And he actually had zero prior cycling or camping experience before he went to Africa. So this has really helped in his, I suppose, what would be this long cycle to Mount Everest. But he's from Blackrock in County Cork, and he's going to go through the whole reams of going from Rosslare to France on a ferry and down through Europe. But it's one of those things that he saw a lot of, I suppose, children who were ill in his time in Africa. And he says anything, I suppose, he can do for the children of Ireland, he's going to. And hopefully anyone out there that can give to, I suppose, Dara's cause, it would be greatly appreciated. €30,000, like, going towards...
I'm sure they can find that online, can they?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you just look up Dara Cronin, there's a GoFundMe page there on the internet.
What's this all about?
Now, Andrea, you will recognise that song as...
from about first class in primary school.
A hymn.
Yeah.
Here I am, Lord.
Learning this before Holy Communion or something.
Well, this is my reason to be happy for the week, because that is the voice of a man from Offaly called Paul Luby, who's living in Sydney. And he was, I suppose, performing a cover of Here I Am, Lord.
What a random song to pick.
Like, I suppose you spend time in at Christmas in your local and stuff like that, and you hear the same songs over and over again. You don't expect to hear Here I Am, Lord,
no,
a hymn.
Definitely
and
not.
It's gone mental online. I think it has 30,000 likes, over hundreds of thousands of views across Instagram and TikTok. And I actually got the chance to speak to Paul earlier in Sydney.
Yeah, it was my last gig in Sydney. I was actually finishing up there, and I was moving to Perth. And I was playing with a banjo player called Jack Cunningham. And I said, you know what, like, tonight's the night, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to put in a mass tune and see how it reacts, like. And I was about to play it, and, you know, I ended up playing it and went off, like, everyone was singing it, and everyone was coming up shaking my hand after, saying how much they loved it. But I recently put it up there on TikTok and Instagram, and it's gone viral as well. So it just goes to show you, people love the old mass tunes anyway.
I saw this on TikTok and I thought it was unbelievable. You know, you can just imagine. So he's there and he's thinking, right, I'm with the whole diaspora and it's Christmas and we're in Australia and I need something that's going to get the crowds going. And it's not going to be Fairy Tale in New York. Maybe we'll try the hills of Donegal. No, no, we're going to do
Here I Am, Lord.
Here I Am, Lord.
And it's one we all know the lyrics to. That's the thing. So everyone was singing along.
I love it.
But he says there, everyone loves the Mass tune.
We need this in every church now on a Saturday or Sunday.
Your favourite hymn and all
I
that.
Love it. It's just the most Irish thing, isn't it?
I think it'd get people going back to Mass, Andrea.
Yeah. It's just, if
you had Paul Luby there, you can find him on Instagram at Paul Luby Music as well.
The most random place you found love.
Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish.
Yes, Andrea, love is in the air. Well, it's certainly in the air at Fox's Burton factory, the biscuit factory in Wales. So this is a story of Colin and Jenny Smith, who met 25 years ago in the Jammy Dodger factory in Cwmbran in Wales. And it's just such a lovely story. It brought a real smile to my face. So Jenny was working as, I suppose, a weight check. So she was checking the weight of each cookie or each Jammy Dodger. And Colin, her soon-to-be husband, was working on the line. And she said she remembered seeing him around the factory and kind of, he caught her eye. And her job at the time was to do the weight checks on all the lines. So she ended up that they got on really well and she used to look forward to her chats with Colin. Mm. So much so that she started to time her weight checks when he was working.
Right.
So lo and behold, they start getting chatting with one another. And then their first date was in an Italian restaurant in Cardiff. And she said she can't really remember the conversations, but she assumes they talked about Jammy Dodgers.
So what else?
Yeah, absolutely. They then, 2 years later, they were married and two children followed. And 25 years later, the two are still working making Jammy Dodgers. And it's so
love
funny because, you know, the Jammy Dodger biscuit has a love heart in the middle. Asking, I suppose, how they withstand the test of time working together and living together, raising two kids. Colin said, a happy wife, a happy life.
Simple as that.
I do as I'm told. They've had a life full of mischief and laughter together, and that's all that counts.
Yeah.
And that just brought a smile to my face.
That is the workplace romance, really.
Yes, absolutely. They're kind of frowned upon, but you know what? That was a lovely one.
Shane Hollander, I wanted to introduce myself.
Okay.
And Russia's Ilya Rosenov.
You're an awesome player to watch.
Yes.
Very good at hockey.
The best, probably.
Roz, you gotta see this.
He's like a huge movie star.
Are there any gay hockey players?
None that have said it publicly.
Okay, Andrew, that is, for those who don't know, Heated Rivalry. It's the breakout show of the year, according to the New York Times. It follows two hockey players called Shane Hollander and Ilya Rosenov. And it follows, I suppose, their career from beginning to end, or from beginning to when the series finishes. It's no end, but they start as rookies and they start this kind of gay love story. And it's, I suppose, taken off because people are now, I suppose, praising the show as something that is, I suppose, celebrating the LGBTQ plus community rather than, I suppose, something that is hidden, or sometimes you see it on soaps when a storyline is someone who's dealing with it or fighting, like, I suppose, anxiety and depression. This is celebrating the LGBTQ plus community in a sporting world. They're both ice hockey players. They're both, I suppose, dealing with the coming to terms with coming out and stuff like that. And I suppose it's being praised in Ireland because it just came out this weekend. It came out in the US last Christmas, or just Christmas gone, but it just came out. It's just made available in Ireland at the weekend. And it has 6 episodes. It's available on Now TV. And I suppose the conversation now is, I suppose, people are pushing that, I suppose, they hope it kind of inspires people who are in sport in Ireland to, I suppose, be them their true selves and stuff like
that. Well, it's the conversation, isn't it, around LGBTQ plus representation within all sports, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I play for an LGBTQ plus team, Na Gael Éireachta, here in Dublin, and I suppose we see it in that, like, people come to us because they want to feel comfortable playing as part of a team. But also, Johnny down the road who comes out on his local team shouldn't be, I suppose, nothing should happen just because he's come out. And I suppose we see this in the show Heated Rivalry. There's the fear of, I suppose, the loss of maybe sponsorship, the loss of team time, the loss of playing on the first team. And I suppose it's, you see that and you get to deal with it. But I suppose maybe for the people of Ireland, either lesbian, gay, bisexual, etc., it might give them, I suppose, a little bit of hope.
I haven't watched Heated Rivalry. But
yeah, I know. It's 6 episodes. It's on Now TV. And like I say, New York Times is calling it the breakout show of the year.
Yeah, right. Okay, good stuff. Now, I want to know, this is what I'm sort of a little bit happy about this week. Are these reunion rumours true? I'm ready for the lift. I'll keep steady beating.
Saturdays, Andrea. Could they be coming back? Well, Rochelle Humes, formerly of, the, well, not formerly, I suppose, of this, that parish, has, I suppose, sparked rumours that they might return. She says in an interview just this past weekend that the band never officially split up.
Yeah, I was kind of confused about that. I didn't think that, that they
so
had.
In my head, I suppose it's almost like that Mandela effect that you kind of think in your head that they split up, but they actually just stopped making music and they remain on great terms. She said everyone wanted the drama from the girls, but they are all like sisters and remain great friends. But she said they do probably owe their record label an album. So this has sparked kind of a bit of a frenzy online. And you know what? You've seen kind of a couple of them over the years doing their solo bits and things like that, but she is hinting that nothing is planned, but they are open to it and they, like I say, probably do owe their record label a bit of an album. I've enjoyed their music over the couple of years. You do kind of hear it come back into vogue.
They were kind of slightly, I want to say slightly after my time, but I probably... That's Una Healy's in the Saturdays.
Yeah, Una Healy, yeah. And you know what? You see her still making music and some of them.
Well, she's hinted a few times before about wanting them to get back together.
I don't
together,
know. I think you might see them maybe, I don't know, do you know when them kind of throwback stages come back to all the festivals? They might appear on one of them.
Yeah. I'm sure they'd get it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'd definitely be there.
I'm excited about this, though.
Yes, Andrea, could it happen this year?
Well, this is the 30th anniversary of Wannabe.
Yeah, this year.
So, I mean, if they're going to do it, it has to be this year.
Yeah, and now this is, I suppose, we hear this often that they could be coming back. And I suppose last year we heard a lot about it because, the 30th anniversary. And Mel C and Mel B have, I suppose, championed themselves as the cheerleaders pushing for this reunion. But Mel C has said this week that they're waiting until they, I suppose, decide the best way to do it. So obviously we saw in 2019 they did the bit of a world tour and things like that.
Without Victoria.
Yeah, without Victoria. So I think
but we don't need Victoria. We can plough on without.
Absolutely not. I don't necessarily think we need her either. But I just want to see them once in my lifetime.
Have you never seen them?
Never.
Oh God, I went twice when they were here in 20. Well, I went in Dublin when they were here in 2019. Yeah. So I saw them in Crow Park and then I went to Bristol to see them.
Like it's one of
they're unbelievable.
It's one of my bucket list things. Like I don't care about the vocals or anything like that. Mm. I want to see
just
a show.
Tunes.
Yeah,
bit
absolutely. Play the tunes.
Yeah.
If they do it for anyone, do it for me, Mel C. I know you're waiting for the best time to do it.
Yeah.
But it will be my reason to be happy for the year.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm all over this.
Yeah. Well, and you know
hopefully
what?
It's the case.
Yeah, absolutely. You can bring me.
I will, without any question. Colin O'Sullivan, thanks a million for popping in today. Telling us about all the, well, just the good, the positive, the much lighter news that's happening. God knows we all need it. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.